All Flex No Dex is an adult podcast. If you compared us to movie ratings, we'd be rated R. See episode notes for details.
Hello and welcome back to Epi, everyone. We are All Flex No Dex, an actual play 5e D&D podcast. Today we have with us Nicole.
Hi everybody, I'm Nicole and I'll be playing Dinsby today. The gnome wizard who has developed a new fear of geese for some reason.
Weird, I wonder why. Then Jasper.
I'll be playing Zenaziri, the dragonborn, that is very protective over Mr. Moose from the new fear of geese.
And Zach.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach, and I'll be playing Dandelion, who's currently... Thomas, I don't know what's happening.
So last time in Epia, the party finished clearing the Black Dragon's lair with the help of their new friend Carr and his retainers. Just before the party was about to leave, Dandy was affected by the purplish-blue mist in the sarcophagus belonging to the follower of Mistra. He now seems to think he's not Dandy at all, but the jester, known as Thomas. And that is where we are now. So, last we left off, Carr had said his goodbyes all dramatic-like, and you guys were about to trek off, but it is later in the day, towards evening. The sun's gonna set pretty soon. You remember, you guys had traveled the rest of your day after meeting the dragons to get here, and then you spent time exploring and diving in the water. You guys are pretty exhausted right now. Do you want to set camp, or do you want to push ahead and travel through the night?
We should probably set camp.
I agree.
Yeah, the setting camp sounds like a good idea.
What are your guys' watches going to be?
Thomas will take first.
Oh, boy.
How long am I still affected by this, by the way?
I'll tell you when it's done.
Never.
Depends on how much you like Thomas.
Thomas, we just met. I think it's important before we let you guard our sleeping bodies that we know a little bit more about you.
Oh.
I'll take first watch.
Remember, Zenizario was also just manhandling him like he was a puppet. Pushed him underwater, shook him dry, and just carried him out like a sack of potatoes.
I'm gonna stick with my previous assertion.
Yeah, I'll take first watch.
And Thomas, do you elaborate on your background at all, or just kind of whimper and hide from the diminutive gnome?
I thought that I didn't remember any of my background, besides that I am the jester.
Right. You remember you're the jester, and you remembered you had a king that you followed, and you came here to dance and be silly for the local magistrate here, and you're doing a whole show. You don't remember how you died. You just remember going to sleep.
Okay, well, I relay all of this. And how I'm quite scared, even of you.
Me as in the gnome?
Yes. I'm avoiding eye contact with the dragonborn. She'll find a way to drown me again.
She's just so thick.
Why are you so scared of everything, Thomas?
Because I woke up and there's a dragonborn that wanted to go ahead and drown me. And everything's in disrepair. And I'm just, look, nothing is like it was, okay? I just went to sleep. I woke up being drowned. It's not okay.
Maybe you go back to sleep, it'll fix it.
Thomas moves away from Zenizari.
Doesn't know what she means by sleep.
Yeah.
Zenizari is like, yeah, I'll put you back into the long sleep. Don't have to worry about nothing. All right, well, Zen's taking the first watch. Dinsby, are you going to take the mid watch?
Mmm. I think just Zen and I should take watches, even though that's going to make us tired. I don't trust this person I don't know. Don't know his motives. Don't know his background.
All right.
I can restrain him while he sleeps so he doesn't go anywhere.
So you guys can take a longer watch. So, like, if you're just doing two watches, you guys can do split it up to where one of you takes that whole 8-hour rest, and then the next person takes a whole 8-hour rest. It'll just be longer in this instance.
Okay.
Than your standard overnight long rest.
That's fine with Jinsby.
Yep, that works with me.
Okay. Zenizari, do you tie up Thomas?
Well, I was thinking of just having him lay next to me, and I'll just have my tail holding him down because he's already so small.
Forced snuggles.
Exactly.
Rapey. Zen, roll me a... Or not Zen. It'll be... Oh, yeah. You're taking first watch. So, Zenizari, roll me a perception check.
Perception is there. 19.
You guys are still camped roughly within the dragon's lair, the vicinity of the fallen chapel. Like, every now and then you do see Karandar. He's so focused on what he's doing and his retainers that he doesn't even realize you guys haven't fully left. You see him and the retainers moving up and down the tower, and they're moving stuff, and he's directing them, going, "Ho!" and rambling about some story that very likely the retainers have already heard. They're milling about and working for most of your shift before they set up their own tents and whatnot and go to sleep themselves. After an hour-ish, about an hour after you guys set up camp and you're watching these monkeys mill about, Dandy, you regain your senses. You become Dandy once more. Kind of like a fog. You're sitting there underneath Zenizari's tail, whimpering. And like, what? Wait a minute. You come back to reality as Dandy again.
Huh. Do I remember any of what happened while I was Thomas?
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
14.
Yeah, you remember the whole bit.
Well, that was fun. It was interesting.
Then with a 19, you do notice that his dialect has changed and he sounds like Dandy again.
I'll look at him and be like, "Are you back to normal now?"
Yeah. Dandy goes ahead and looks around. I'm as normal as I usually am.
Oh, cool. Your turn, I guess. And I go to sleep.
We've been on a watch for an hour. Okay. Zenizari, Dandy, you're on watch now. Roll me a perception check.
And I win. Don't we have a great crew?
Top notch. Professionals.
That's a 16.
What are you doing for your watch? Are you reading more of your books?
Yeah, he's actually going to take Zenizari's tail and put it back over his lap. That way it's kind of like a little blanket. And then he's going to go ahead and prop his book up on top of it and just go ahead and read it and kick his feet underneath.
All right. Tell me, which book are you reading at this time?
I believe we were still on the second book, weren't we? Which second? Was The Whips and Chains.
I thought you'd finished that one. Wasn't that like 2 or 3 days ago?
Okay, so then we're on The Beard Around My Neck. A steamy novel of a dwarf named Sturg and his infatuation with wrapping his beard around his neck while hammering at the anvil. The novel describes several such anvil hammering sessions, with the last one ending rather abruptly and seemingly unfinished.
And you're reading this out loud, right?
Yes. And he's not at all fazed by the fact that he has Zenizari's tail on top of him either. It's quite amusing to him all the same.
Yeah, so Zen and Dinsby are used to this at this point, so they sleep soundly. However, Nicole, what was the retainer's name that you were playing?
Oh, I do not remember. There have been many sleeps since then.
All right. So, Danny, you noticed the elven retainer, the bookish one, was helping Carr but didn't really do any fighting or anything. He notices you reading out loud and looks in your direction, and even though it's nighttime, you can see him blush. There's like a huge discoloration in the night, and he scampers away and goes and hides in a tent.
Huh. Maybe dwarves aren't the only ones that are working on hammering the anvil.
Your night comes and goes, though, and you finish the first watch, and I assume you eventually wake up Dinsby?
Yep.
Dinsby, you're welcome to Dandy. Not Zenizari.
And he seems like Dandy?
Dandy, how do you wake her up?
I go ahead and I say, Dinsby, hey, moist. It's time to get up. Come on.
Yeah, that's Dandy. All right, so I'll rub the sleep out of my eyes and be like, oh, Dandy, you're back. I was really worried that we might have Thomas forever.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you guys did go ahead and drown me and threaten to put me to sleep, so...
That was not me. Just like to clarify that.
So Dandy crashes out, Dinsby takes watch. Roll me a perception check, Dinsby.
Perception. That would be there. Okay. Well, it was going to be a 17. Now it's a 4.
What are you doing for your watch?
Did I get enough sleep to kind of just review, be able to read my spell books and review my spells and make spelly notes and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's what I'll be doing.
And you don't do it by torchlight, right? You just use your dark vision?
Yeah, I do have 60 feet of dark vision.
You don't, with a 4, with a 4 you don't notice anything until it's right up on you. Like, you're not sure if Zenizari or Dandy are moving up to you very quickly. But there's a and some kind of heavy breathing, like you glance up, and a familiar old jacked man in a gray robe with cut off sleeves is before you.
Oh, Ipan.
Oh, Dinsvid. Ah, wasn't expecting you.
Why weren't you expecting me?
I was running, and I didn't expect anyone while I was doing a nightly run.
You just run by here all the time?
I run all over the valley. And then he does a squat and then goes into a burpee and starts doing push-ups. Just tell me. Huh. What is your progress with the shards?
Oh, Dinsby's just gonna, like, shake his head a little bit. And tell Ipan that we had hoped to find a shard here in this Black Dragon's lair, but so far we haven't. So we only have the one that we got from the cultist excavation at the very start of our mission.
Ugh. Black Dragon. Ugh. It's still here. It's just going on the push-ups. A little bit faster, he's not going all the way down. It's kind of like, almost like he's just getting a little pump. Make himself.
No, definitely not still here. We assisted Kragnor the Bold, the Brass Dragon, to defeat him. And then Kragnor told us where this lair was.
He pops up and claps his hands and he goes, Kragnor. I guess he's all right. He's a little off. He starts doing Jebma Jacks. Many pieces are moving in all directions. Continue striving for the collection and destruction of the shards. It is imperative we get the shards.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Does any of his working out wake us up?
No. I mean, Zenizari is used to you reading out loud. As far as she knows, you're just fucking around. She just sleeps through it. It's not any aggressive noises.
Yeah, I'm dead to the world at the moment.
Up to you, Dandy. Do you think that this is something that would wake you up?
I don't really know.
You can roll a constitution check to see if it does.
Okay. That were 3.
Nah, you're dead to the world.
You're done. Very tired.
So Dinsby, that you reply like, yeah, that's what we're doing. And a pawn starts running in place. Might need a little bit of help. Hold still. And he leans forward very slowly and he boops you. So, magical energy, as his hand gets closer to you, it swirls down his arm and down into his finger, and then as he boops you, the energy goes into you.
Can I tell with Arcana before he boops me what's going on?
You can roll an Arcana check.
That's an 8.
He's about to do some sort of magic on you.
Dinsby will scramble backwards.
How about you roll initiative with a pawn?
Okay. Roll off. The dice gods do not like me today. That's a 6.
You will accept the boon? You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he reaches out and boops you on the nose. Add to your character sheet the feat Keen Mind.
Okay. Keen Mind. Is that going to be in the Manage Character section?
You do Manage Character, or it'd be easier, just go to your character sheet and then scroll down to Feats, and it'll say Manage Feats.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then you can add it from feats, there.
Feats. Manage Feats.
And so he's still running the place. He goes, there. That'll help a little bit. Oh, let me see your spell book. I'll add a couple things.
Oh, okay. So I don't feel bad or anything after he did that?
No. You actually feel like you're remembering every second of this. As you think back, you can remember exactly the magical flow and how it looked like coming down his arm. So you give Upon your spellbook, or one of your spellbooks?
I only have the one, so yeah.
He casts some magic on himself, and he pulls out a pen, and just very quickly just scribble into your book. He gives you the spells Dragon's Breath, Rope Trick, ooh, and Dragon Morph.
Okay, so Dragon's Breath. Learn. So when I, as a wizard, click learn, that means it goes into my book, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
He'll finish scribbling, and then he'll clap the book shut. Be like, all right. You are as helped as I can help you currently. Continue the good work.
Thank you, Ipan. That was unexpected, but very helpful. Tips on where to look next for another shard?
And I'm gone! And he just starts running away.
Super.
Bond disappears in the night, bounding off like a deer.
Super.
Also, to be fair, you know where the next shard is.
I thought that we thought that it was here.
No. No, this dragon lair was a complete side quest you guys got tracked off on. You knew that.
Oh, okay.
You guys were following Zenizari's chest set and going to the mind in the mountains that is controlled by a gold dragon.
Oh, okay. Me as a player just forgot that, I guess.
Yeah. And so you guys are like, what's a little detour? It'll be fine. So the rest of your watch goes by uneventful, and you ponder on how that event was odd and unexpected, but indeed helpful, and daylight breaks.
Yeah, and I'll look over my new spells and get to familiarize myself with those.
So you guys all wake up eventually and break camp, yeah?
Yeah. Yep. I'll wake everybody up when it's time.
Okay. You guys get up, do your stretches and calisthenics and whatever it is else that you do in the mornings. Zenner's Jerry, roll me a d6 for you guys' next day out.
That was a fail.
Uno.
One. So you guys don't travel for too far, probably about an hour or two. It's still early morning, it hasn't hit high noon yet. And you guys notice up ahead there's a herd of deer. Looks like they're munching on something. Why don't you all roll me a perception check?
Bad.
Not gonna be me eating deer. 21. I could feel it in my bones.
14.
Oh, perception. Good old perception. 15.
So from here, it's hard to see. It looks like they're just eating grass. However, Zenizari, it almost looks like they're eating pickles? Zucchini? They're not eating grass. There's grass around, but that's not what they're eating. And they're just nom 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 nom. They look really healthy, look like really healthy deer, too. I will note that you guys have been eating rations. It's not like you've had any fresh food recently.
Are our mounts reacting differently at all?
No different. Are you banking to see if these are normal deer or if they're magical creatures? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, because I know that we have a pony, a dog, and a horse.
You could roll animal handling or insight. Whichever's higher.
Both at the same, so say 15.
Yeah, they're not acting any different than when they would when they're around other creatures.
Shall we investigate the food they're eating? Since we probably don't want to eat this rations today.
I'll go ahead and actually do something. I'll cast speak with animals on myself, and I'm going to talk to the deer.
Okay, do you hail the deer from far away?
Yes, in deer.
Okay. What do you say?
Hello, my dear friends.
All of them, let's see here, see how many of you holler this. So there's five of them, it's a small herd. But all five raise their heads simultaneously and they go, danger, danger, danger. And all five of them hold stone still as they clock you guys.
Friends. No danger.
Roll the persuasion check.
I can do that. You said persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay. Get ready for some stupidity. That is a... Hold up, because I thought I had something here.
You're doing great.
Yep. Okay. 16.
Well, they'll continue to not bolt. They'll stand there like statues. They're dead silent. They don't know what you're doing or how you're talking to them.
Well, then would my animal handling tell me how to go ahead and treat deer? Like, how to approach them?
So what is your intention here? Are you trying to, like, go up and pet them, or...?
Yeah, trying to find out if the food is edible for us, if it's going to hurt us or anything.
Why would you need to approach them for that?
Because I was going to ask them if it's safe for us to eat, or if it's... what is it they are eating?
You can continue this conversation from here without approaching them. You know deer are likely to bolt anything, even themselves. If you want to try to talk to them for information, if you approach them, it'll make this more difficult because it'll be more on edge. To them, this just means that you're a new predator.
Great. All right, I'll keep my distance then. Make deer noises from afar.
Yeah, that's what you guys hear. Oh, Dandy's being weird again.
Must have gotten possessed again.
No, you're frequently weird. The possession was just extra weird.
The possession was new.
We've previously experienced Dandy talking with animals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just talked with the goose yesterday.
Ah, right. Yesterday.
Dandy, what do you say? What do you...
I mean, give me hey, some dialogue. What's everybody eating on?
Some of them are still chewing, like, Don't know.
So Dinsmeat has survival. Can he tell what these things are?
Not from here.
Okay.
These guys are probably like 200-300 feet away. Dandy's hollering across the plains.
Okay. Well, I tell the rest of the party, they don't know what they're eating.
I might be able to tell if I can get closer. I'm pretty good with getting by and surviving out here.
So here's one thought, though. And this one sounds a little bit darker now that I've actually talked to them. But if these are good-looking deer, should we also take the chance to go ahead and try and hunt one?
Well, yeah, we haven't had fresh food in a while, have we?
Deer meat and pickles.
Hunting season.
Anybody good with a bow?
Yes.
I was going to say, all eyes look to Zen.
Or I can just catapult something at it or put it to sleep. I can put them all to sleep for that matter.
You can put them all to sleep and then we'll just go over there and stab, stab, stab. And we'll be done.
Jesus Christ.
What is the range? Like I said, you're 300 feet away right now and they're all looking at you.
Oh, that we're 300 feet away. Okay, we'd have to get up to 90. My range is 90 feet.
Go distract them. Make them look the other way.
Oh, no, they'll just bolt.
Well, he was just talking to them. Just talk to them from that side, so they look that way.
Why don't you just bring your bow out?
I cannot shoot that far.
Circle the prey animals. They won't notice.
I mean, 300 feet is just long range, right? Disadvantage?
Yeah.
That depends on the bow.
It's a crossbow, plus one.
Oh, maybe not for a crossbow.
The second number is as far you can shoot it.
120.
So that's max.
And how far out are they?
300.
Oof.
Dandy, you're over here like,
can you even cast a spell that far? Oh my goodness. Would they even hear him from 300 feet away?
No, I don't have any spells that will function at 300 feet away.
I could ask Mr. Moose if he might drop an egg. That might be helpful.
Seems like a great idea.
Although... I can potentially make myself invisible, but I wouldn't be good at sneaking up on them anyway.
I have a hard time imagining Dinsby killing anything. It was a friendly.
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
Innocent creature. He's like,
Yeah, he's going to be like, well, I got nothing.
Given that, you know, we've talked to them, does the party want to even try this? Or, cause, I mean, we could try to move up, get all sneaky.
I'm all for having some deer meat, but I don't have any way to get at them.
Were we riding in their direction originally?
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't gone off your path.
Well, just keep following the path and just be like, we're going to go this way.
When I say path, that's the path you've chosen. You're not actually on a path. It's just the direction you're taking.
The problem is, Zenazari, if we keep just going right on forward without making any changes to what we're doing, they're going to bolt and just take off and we won't get deer dinner.
Tony, is there a pack leader? Like one with a big rack?
I don't know. I'm not a strategic person. You're asking the wrong Dragonborn for this information.
Yeah, sure. Young Buck.
Young Buck is the pack leader? What sort of pack is this?
Well, it's a herd, so...
Pack herd. Unacceptable. Anyways. Herd pack.
If herd you want to be a pack, make it a pack. You'll be in danger.
I want to tell Blitzwing to go up. And I'm going to have him go after the main one as a distraction.
Go after? You want Blitzwing to attack the buck?
Yes. From the sky. He's going to go up and dive down at it. And once he attacks it and starts to panic, that's when I'm going to move up to it. Like, we're going to move at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and be sneaky while Blitzwing flies up in the sky.
So are you waiting to move up when Blitzwing attacks?
I'm assuming once Blitzwing goes up into the air, they're going to be looking at that.
Blitzwing's tiny.
Yeah.
Okay. You're more than welcome to roll a stealth check for both you and Blitzwing.
Well, Blitzwing's not stealthing.
Is he not? Blitzwing's actively trying to pull aggro?
Well, with that roll, he is. he got a 7.
Dandy, what's your stealth?
My stealth is... on his page. 22.
All right. What's Zenazari and Dinsby doing?
Just sitting here on my goat.
All right.
Yep, watching this travesty happen.
Actually, not my goat. I would be on prancy feet.
Right. I'm sitting on pudding.
Zenazari, Mr. Goose did pop out an egg.
What color is it?
Bright yellow.
Cool, I'll put it in my bag. So...
throw it to me.
Zenazari, roll me a percentage die.
Oh, shit. I didn't want to open it because then Densby would be mad at me. 56.
Neat. Anyways.
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to give it to oh god, my brain just farted. What?
Dandy?
Thank you, sorry. Do you want me to give it to Dandy so he can take it over there?
I was talking to Dandy.
Oh, well, Dandy. I was too, technically.
Well, while you're deciding on what to do with an egg, Dandy, roll me initiative.
Initiative. 23.
Okay. So you're going first. You can go ahead and roll an attack for Blitzwing. But you both are being watched.
How close am I to the deer with my sneaky sneakness?
Well, you haven't moved yet. Your turn.
Ah. Right.
300 feet away. Blitzwing goes up into the air and he starts a dive bomb. Allow an attack from at the end of his movement.
Can you dash while stealthing?
No. I mean, technically the rules don't say you can't, but oh.
Is my dog's speed faster than mine?
You tell me. I would assume it's faster since you're a halfling and he's a mount.
It's at 40, so if I ride him up there quickly, like, then I'd get there a little bit faster.
But there would be no amount of sneaking there.
No, but if he's biting onto the back of the deer's neck, then I imagine that it's going to have to be me charging in quickly to get there.
The time is now, Dandy. Make a choice.
Do it.
Fine.
What are you doing?
He's going to attack.
What is Dandy doing?
Oh, he's going to go ahead and charge once Blitzwing actually bites onto the deer.
Okay, so you're dashing then.
Yeah.
Okay, attack with Blitzwing.
That is a dirty 20.
It hits a deer.
Okay. And it's 1d4 plus 2 piercing damage.
Deer don't have many hit points.
6 points.
Blitzwing takes down the buck. The rest of the deer bolt. Full dash, run away. Blitzwing has blood all over his face, and the deer is still kind of like doing the death throes. But Blitzwing dive bombed it and just took it down to the ground.
Blitzwing comes prancing up happily. It's. I'm very happy. I go ahead and I scoop him up into a big hug. Like, Blitzwing, you're amazing.
The calming dragon just murdered a deer.
Weirdly purrs in your lap while it's covered in deer blood.
Hey, Tony, I have a weird request.
Okay.
Would you possibly allow us, or Dinsby, to retcon doing a find familiar spell in the swamp?
Retcon?
Yeah, retcon.
What is this? What do you want?
I want to do the find familiar spell, but back in the swamp.
Yeah, no, what are you looking for? You have something in mind if you're specifically trying to find something in the swamp.
No, I just thought it would be more likely to find something useful in the swamp rather than out here in the on the plains. Or wherever we are.
No, so Find Familiar doesn't work like second edition.
Oh.
Find Familiar, if you read the spell, you basically get a fairy creature. It's fiend or a celestial, I think.
Okay, well, I mean.
And then there's some, like, specific caveats or DM interventions where you can make something else a familiar. Or you can make one of your tea dragons a familiar, too.
I don't have a tea dragon.
Well, pull from the bag. Maybe you'll get one.
No.
Coward.
Yep. Yeah, that's literally part of my background.
Dandy overhears you muttering to yourself about getting a familiar and goes ahead and begins reaching into his bag.
You pull from the bag?
Sure. Oh, you need a familiar? Here. I'm sure we got something in here. Reach into the bag of safe places.
Dinsby doesn't realize he was talking out loud, and he looks over to Dandy really quick, and he goes, "What? No!
No!" So, Zach, roll me a d6. Zenizari, what were you doing with that egg? Just putting it in your bag?
I was just going to hold on to it until I could open it without Dinsby being mad.
6.
What, Zenizari, is that when he's asleep?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, since you're pulling from the bag. While she's distracted, I'm going to walk over farther away from them, like 20 feet. And
totally not suspicious.
Put the egg down, and I have Mr. Moose protect Fireclaw, and I'm like, I'm going to open this. Like, I tell them, and then Mr. Moose will run back to the group. And then I'll open it.
All right. So a series of events happen.
Dinsby just prepares for chaos.
No.
How could Dandy even hear me? He was running after deer.
That's true. You did dash away.
Well, it's already happening, so assume that once he killed the deer, we would have all started walking up on our mounts.
But you didn't say that. You didn't.
Oh, well.
This is all rapid succession. It took less than 6 seconds for Blitzwing to kill a deer. Blitzwing attacked from the sky and took the deer down the same time Dandy was charging. Dandy dashed, and his mount moves at 40 feet. He dashed, so he's 80 feet away. And then he waited for Blitzwing to prance back and then give him loves. That'll take longer than the amount of time it would take Dinsby to mutter to himself about needing a familiar. But Dandy, you wouldn't have heard it. Zenizari, you would have. You're right there. But Zenizari and Dinsby also didn't say anything about moving at all. From here, decide what you're doing. If you still want to pull from the bag, sure. But it wasn't because you're pulling out a familiar. It's because you like to gamble.
Dandy will go ahead and do it still to go ahead and... But he'll do it away from the food just in case something bad does happen.
Okay. Dinsby, as you're muttering to yourself then, you do notice... Zenizari is suspiciously shuffling away from you.
Uh-huh.
Digging around in her bag. And Dandy kind of looks like shyly over his shoulder, still 80 feet away, and then starts digging in his bag.
Dinsby does that slow eye close, like in the meme. Closes his eyes slowly and opens them up like he's exasperated. And just readies himself for craziness.
I'm looking up a name here. Oh, I don't have another name.
He'll slide off of Prancy Feet and walk away so that the horse isn't in danger or spooked by magic.
Okay. And so, sorry, how far away did you move from Dinsby?
Probably 30 feet, because that's what Zenizari thinks as far as she can cast spells if I need help.
Okay. We'll do Dandy first. Dandy, you reach into the bag, and right away, you feel a whole bunch of tiny claws attach into your hand and sink into your skin a little bit.
Okay.
Do you pull your hand out quickly?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so as you do, you feel like something's biting you.
Oh.
And as you pull your hand out, it's a tiny black tea dragon.
Awesome. Of course.
It's coiled around your arm, and it has a name tag on it that looks like it was engraved with burning Ezric. E-Z-R-E-C. And that name was given to us by Twig Quizzix on Twitter. Shout out to that really hard to pronounce name. It looks more like a jumble of letters, but Twig Quizzix? Yeah, that guy. Zenizari, on the other hand, Dinsby, you see Dandy pull out. It looks like a little black creature on his wrist. He goes, ah, see? You got another one. And then you hear... as you look at Dandy to your left, you hear an eagle screech. And you look over, and Zenizari has been turned into a giant eagle.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. like giant as in the eagle is as big as Zenizari was?
Yeah, as in a giant eagle, as in a big fuck off bird.
That could carry rock you is around. There.
I am now a rock. A rock eagle.
Didn't people like jump in surprise and like, oh shit.
It's not the size of a rock. I'll look it up here.
Yeah, no, rocks are way, way more huge. They're like the size of whales, I think.
Yeah. So a giant stat block is it is large size. So giant eagles can carry people around. It's just like Lord of the Rings. They're like that size.
Oh, rocks, okay.
Rocks in this game are, I think they're huge creatures. Rocks are massive. But giant eagles can carry people around. Normal eagles are fucking huge, too. They can carry kids, I'm pretty sure. Snatch your baby.
Fetch me kids.
Okay, so a rock is gargantuan.
Yeah, it's so big. Yeah.
Wingspan of around 200 feet. yeah, you are a giant eagle. You've been polymorphed.
Cool.
Dinsby will kind of call out, like, Zenizari, is that still you?
Can you talk when you're polymorphed, or do I just squawk at her?
There are specific rules when it comes to being polymorphed, and you gain the stats of the creature you're polymorphed into. So at current, you have the intelligence of a giant eagle as well, nor can you speak common. You speak in screeches.
But I can...
Can I understand common?
Animal.
Dandy still has speak with animals, so Dandy, you can understand. You're going to have to get a lot closer. You're 120 feet away, unless Zenizari is yelling.
Let me pull up the stats for, what was it, giant eagle?
Giant eagle. Dinsby, go ahead and roll me an Arcana check.
Okay.
You know what's going on here.
Total of 21.
So, Mr. Goose has only ever dropped eggs that are of wild magic, and so it is likely and obvious that magic has been cast via cracking another egg on Zenizari. And you are familiar with the polymorph spell. And it turns people into beasts or various things that they've seen. The caster, anyways, has seen. With that being said, how you break a polymorph is either wait for the duration to end, which could be an hour or longer, or just attack Zenizari.
Well, attack her?
Yeah.
So I have the intelligence of a giant eagle. Do I remember everything that happens, or am I just now just dumb in general?
Well, I mean, you have an intelligence of 8, but you do remember. You have your memories.
Okay, I'm going to immediately take off and fly into the sky.
Okay, hold on. Circling back to Dinsby. Yeah, if you reduce a creature that's polymorphed to 0 hit points, they revert back to their normal form, and they're not dead.
Oh, okay, I see.
They use the hit points of the creature they polymorphed into.
Okay. And then once they get to 0, they revert back to their original form with full hit points?
I think that's how it goes, so that's on planet.
Okay.
So Zenizari Eagle takes off into the air.
I'll look at Dandy to see if Dandy comprehended that screech.
Oh, Fireclaw would have followed me. They both would have, actually, because Mr. Moose can fly.
Yeah, it's a duck. Yes, they can follow you.
Yeah, they would both take off into the sky with me.
Dandy, you do hear Zenizari be like, oh, what's happening? Oh, I'm an eagle. I'm a bird, I can fly! Screech! She says, and screeches as an eagle. You both see Zenizari take off into the air, followed by the dragons and Mr. Goose in their own...
Mr. Moose.
In their own V pattern. And that's where we'll end this episode.
Zen is very happy she can fly.
What? For now.
Ecstatic.
Leave Dinsbeat just shaking his head.
Yeah, Dinsbeat, we have a thing to do. What are you doing?
I'm not too worried about it, considering I know that polymorph wears off in about an hour. Hope that Zen doesn't fall out of the sky from like 100 feet.
Right, that's the issue here.
I could squawk at Densby. She won't know what I'm saying, but I'll say, I could carry you for afar. As I'm just flying in circles.
Zeri just like dive bombs. Here, watch. Scoop him.
Oh, God.
You are very small in comparison to Bird. I could pick you up easily.
That's true.
I'll be diving under Prancy Feet if you come after me.
I could probably pick up Prancy Feet with you on him.
No, I'm diving lost under.
All right. That will end the session. Till next time.
One, two, three, and four. Oh, yeah. Feel the burn. The party would have made it to the mines already if they hadn't actually worked out or kept in shape. They could have ran all the way there by now. All the same, thank you for listening. Follow us on your various social medias. Rate us. Review us. Please. Stay tuned for the next epi coming out August 17th. Voices you heard tonight were as follows. Dinsbeat by Nicole, Zenazeri by Jasper, Dandelion by Zachary Spangler, and our DM running the show was Tony Spangler. Oh yeah. Oh, keep the pump. Keep the pump.